Welcome, welcome to the Home Eat Shift podcast. I am your host. You may know me as Poetic, some know me as Shauna. You may know me as both. Thank you for joining me on Podbean. Thank you for joining me on Instagram Live. If you would like to get a hold of me for a personal reading, you can contact me through any one of my social media accounts listed here, which includes Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at holeshift.com, WHOLEESHIFT. On TikTok, it is at @E0ETIK_WHOLEESHIFT, WHOLEESHIFT. All of these links, you can go straight to my website at holeeshift.com, WHOLEESHIFT.com, and you can connect with me there and find links to all of my social media. I appreciate you guys coming today. Today I was going to do a full moon sort of special and give some information on this full moon that we are going to come into tomorrow. And if anybody knows anything about astrology, the moon, the planets, the sun, all pass through different signs on the astrological chart. Okay? So when that happens, the full moon transitions to different places, as well as the sun, and that's why your sun sign you know as the major sign that you are. So I am Libra, and it happens to be high shorty. Hello everybody that came in on Instagram. I'm sorry, I'm double broadcasting and I cannot see that side, so if I ignore you, I apologize. I am double broadcasting on Podbean, so, and I'm sorry I'm wobbly, I have to move to see you guys. Anyways, so the full moon tomorrow will be heading into Libra. And the Libra full moon, I'm going to turn off my intro music on Podbean. The full moon in Libra is representative of balance and harmony and fairness and giving love and happiness and relationships and all that wonderful stuff. I was looking up the full moon and it will be fully in Libra tomorrow at 2:55 Eastern Time. I am on the West Coast, so Pacific Time, that is 5:55. So I find these little nuances very interesting, okay? So not only are we going into the full moon, which means cleansing, surrender, letting go, getting clarity, right? Libra is about the balance, the harmony, giving love and happiness. And then you have the 5:55 coming into play on the West Coast, which no matter where you are, you can always harness the energy which you want to be. So California coast is always a wonderful time. Wonderful, wonderful place to be, right? 5:55 represents transition and changes and adventure. This is where we're going to be open to see the signs, and it doesn't necessarily, if you're in a good relationship, it doesn't mean things are going to change and it's going to become bad. It just may be a more in-depth situation into your relationship, okay? Like getting more in-depth with your partner. And it's not always with a significant other. You have relationships with your friends and your family members. You have relationships with your coworkers, with the loved ones that have passed on, with source, with yourself. You have a relationship with yourself. We've got to focus on authenticity in our relationships. And I had been talking to a friend, and she came to me and said she had been channeling her future love, which is amazing, and I thought it was quite magical. And she always asks for my input, and so I told her to just, you know, with the full moon in Libra, that's a beautiful sign. You're connecting with that energy. She was saying that she was out of her comfort zone. When we're out of our comfort zones, when we're out of that energy of the day-to-day, of our mundane, of our routine, we find that we become more aware of energies that are either calling to us or pulling at us or trying to show us the signs. And that's what we have to do, is pay attention to the signs. Okay? Set your intentions. Get solid on what type of relationships and how you show up for your relationships and how those people that you are in a relationship with show up with you or for you. How would you like that to shift and become better? There is always room for improvement. You can always get more in depth and more connection with your partner, as well as your family members, your mom, dad, your kids, your friends, your coworkers. And remember, energy never dies. It only transforms. So if you have a family member or a loved one that is no longer here on this physical plane, don't hesitate to repair your relationship with them, even if they're not here. Go into meditation. Calm your energy. Go in with intention and forgive and reconnect and visualize you coming to some sort of resolution with whatever problem or whatever that was here when they were here. They've gained a lot of knowledge since they've passed on, and I'm sure you've gained a lot of wisdom as well since they've passed on. So just be aware that your relationships can shift for the better even if that person is no longer here. You can forgive that person and no longer harbor that resentment and that anger, and you can look at them with loving kindness and accept that they came and acted from where they were with what they had, the knowledge and awareness at that time. Forgiveness releases not only them, but mostly us, and alleviates that weight that we hold down on ourselves, right? So I just wanted to come on and speak about that. I have just one listener on Podbean, and I'm not sure. Let's shift how I'm... Sorry about that. Shift high crazy. Shift how I am looking at, so I can try to see the Instagram as well. We've got somebody, maybe. Oh, I don't know why it's not showing. Let's fix that. There, we're back on Instagram. I don't know why that it was gone. For some reason. I don't know. But thank you. Hi, Lou. Hi, Crazy. We are live, and I'm just going to shut it off of the Instagram since it was kind of funky, and I don't know if anybody is in there still. It said one person, but I think that was just me. All right. Well, I love you all on Instagram, and we will see you soon. Thank you. If you want a free mini reading, come on over to Podbean. All right, let's end it. Okay, now we're going to focus on the bean. Thank you guys for the love. I would like to pull a card for you. Which deck? I have a new deck, which is the Rose Oracle, and that's very beautiful, and I went to go grab it. But what deck would you like? Either one of you. It's funny, when I go live, I get notified that I'm going live. It's like, thanks, I know this. So, Lou, crazy, either one? All right, crazy, how you feeling? We got 1 through 23 or something. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 23. As well as 3 mini decks. So 26, really, really, if you want a short little reading, the last 3 are mini messages. I know you're busy. You're probably working or something. But I'm going to just 23 for Lou. So this is a perfect time to clear your energy tomorrow. Right? If you're around somewhere where you can get a candle so you can kind of clear yourself and burn away that energy that is tying you down, my dear. Hi, Anne. And hello, NF. I'm just going to call you NF. Okay. Well, I'm just going to shuffle and see what kind of message comes out for you. And it's going to be from the deck that I went to go grab and put back down. We'll see what comes out. It is becoming grounded. Shows this lady and she's just laying in the grass. And it's almost as if her hair is kind of interwoven with the hay. It's becoming one with. And then like where her heart and her neck is, it's kind of rooted down into the ground. It's quite beautiful. I'll send you a picture. It says becoming grounded, embodiment, living in connection. And another card was hidden in plain sight, mysteries, learning and teaching. So I'm getting that as soon as you're able to get into nature, you must get into nature in order to help get into your energy. And you are trying to figure something out right now. I don't know if it's something major or just like with this customer. And you already know the answer. The hidden in plain sight, this sub rosa, this mystery, learning and teaching. It's right there. The learning is the teaching, and the teaching is the learning. It's one and the same. So it's not as mysterious or so far as you think. Trust yourself, because if you know, that first card, live in connection, you're disconnecting from that truth and that authenticity. Again, that full moon is stepping into that authenticity. I love you, and you're smart. We all are. We just don't like to hear the message, and sometimes we like to ignore it for a while because we just we think it'll change. It's going to be different. All right. So, I've got number 23 for Lou. What do you deserve, crazy? And not through the judging eyes of everything. What do you really deserve? You deserve that love and you deserve the peace. So, give it to yourself. You know how to do it. All right, I'm grabbing my healing deck. It's the Archangel Healing Deck, which you need to help heal. So since it's a full moon show, we'll put what is going to help heal. And I feel like it's the relationship with yourself. I don't find it odd though, crazy. A lot of people do. I find it beautiful. Alright, Lou, let's see what the Archangel Raphael deck has to say for you today. One card. Let's see. Only one? Okay. There's another. Oh shit. There's about four. You're supposed to expect a miracle. Healing, whichever way. You don't expect yourself to heal from the pain, but you will. You must expect that miracle of your healing. Consult a nutritionist was the second one. So you need to try to eat more vegetables and fruits is what I'm getting. More healthy living foods instead of the other crap. Try to eat healthy living alive foods and get enough water. And forgiveness heals. Okay, as I said, water, the next one after forgiveness is hydration. So hydrate. You're right now, okay? Your main goal right now is to drink water, to take care of yourself, eat healthy, expect the miracles. Okay? And give your worries away to your guides, to God, to your angels. As much as you feel alone sometimes, and I do too, we have guides. We have our higher selves. We have all those in support of us on the other side that we cannot see. Just because we don't see them doesn't mean they're not there. One. Two, all you gotta say is, please just help. And just leave it at that. They'll know. You're never alone. It says, give us your cares. Allow me to completely let go so that I can be guided in this situation. Forgiveness heals. I am willing to forgive myself and others in exchange for what I really want, which is peace and health. Stretch. Another one. So a lot of it, getting healthy with your physical body will help clear that mental shit, okay? And yes, the answer is yes. That's not what I'm saying. My ass is fat, okay? And it's not just the baby fat. I feel better when I eat this as opposed to that. And that's all I'm saying. Eat healthier so that your body can cleanse and clear out of that negative energy. And stretch. Stretch out your muscles and bones. And yes, trust that your feelings are an accurate barometer of the truth. Your intuition will not lie to you. Okay? You and your fucking seven cards. So the number seven as well. Because these cards don't have numbers on them. So, there you go, Lou. I will see. Angie, would you like a card, my love? I rarely give you cards. She said a Twinkie. You can have a Twinkie, but just make sure that you have some strawberries cut up on top, okay? Little whipped cream, but strawberries too. Right? And yes, so crazy. The readings will always tell you what you need to hear, and if you know what you need to hear, it's kind of, it defeats the purpose. I totally will pull my own cards, and I'll get the answer that I expect, and then I'll go and watch these pick-a-card readings from these few trusted individuals that I'll go find, and those damn readings tell me exactly what I already know. And it's super funny. And it's stupid. But it's super funny. I completely understand. Because I... Exactly. I do the same shit. It's hard getting through this crap called life. But it's also so amazing and beautiful as well. You know, it's crazy how the polarity happens, and that's what was one of the cards of the day the other day, but the polarity keeps showing up to me lately with, like, the weather, and then I've been up and down, so, like, my emotions, and it's not, it's, yes, the energy of the full moon and all that stuff, and my hormones getting back, and just all that stuff, but it's, the weather was just 90 last week, and then day before yesterday, it was, like, 30. And it's the highs and the lows, the good and the bad. You wouldn't know one without the other. And it allows you to appreciate what gives us joy and happiness that much more when we are able to experience it, right? So, Angie, I'm going to move on to you. I have 23 decks of full cards, and then I have short mini messages of that are three. I have three of those decks, so 1 through 23 for a large card or a mini small message from the other three. Your call, my dear. So while she's deciding, yes, you can have 17. I'm going to let you know that I just feel like Superwoman right now because Lyric was asleep and then she woke up and then I put her back to sleep, right? And I have this, like, if any of you know what it is, it's a boba. It's this long, huge strip kind of like stretchy fabric that you end up wrapping around yourself a bunch of times and folding a certain way and tying, and it's a baby carrier, okay? Well, she woke up and she didn't want to be put down and she went back to sleep. So I'm like, okay. I put it around my belly on the back. Okay, so you put it around your belly and then you crisscross it and then pull it over your shoulders and then you put those straps underneath which you just put around your belly and then you crisscross it again and then you bring it around and then you tie it. Okay, I did all of that holding her. And she stayed asleep. I is just saying, I am Superwoman right now. I feel strong and powerful. What's going on, Mike? Nice to see you here. I know, crazy, right? My knee's been giving me the messages that I need to be more solid and feel more grounded and steady. And I would love to be carried around like that, too. It just feels like it would be nice. So, 3, 6, 11, 17 is the shaman's dream. I love this. I love this deck. So, let's see what messages are going to come out from Angie. This one is by Colette Baron Reed and I believe Albert Ayobo. But they do have beautiful artwork on them. And that was a horrible shot. cards of the day from this deck a lot. Sometimes, a lot of times. So like I could have just stopped shuffling with that one card, but it's really odd to only get one card for him. So I'm like, let's see. And then like that next shuffle, a bunch just fell out. So, but yeah, for me, when cards fly out, that means that I am fully grounded and connected, and as well as connected to the client that I am reading for. So those messages are just going to come out, whatever that they need to hear. All right, let's see what we got, and we got a couple jump out. Ooh. 44 and 7. So you've got double eights, just saying, because you picked the deck of 17, which is numerology 8, right? And 8 is the number, well, it's 44, so that's reduced to 8. So double eights. The card is Perfect Storm, and it shows a like majestic raven, because the raven has the black beak, right? And the crow has the orange beak. Pretty sure, not for sure. However, it has the raven, and he's got like this portal spiral of energy through his heart that is just radiating this energy. Definitely. The courage to step into life. So there's all kinds of shit going on. It's crazy. There's chaotic energy going on, and there's a lot of crap. But you still are going for it. You are taking those steps. And the next card was number 7, which is Sacred Contract. Well, it's Covenant, and it's a sacred contract. And on the card is a scroll, and it has one of those like red wax emblems on it at the top, but it's an open scroll, and it says contract. But there's nothing written on it. And the ink, the quill, that the ink, well, the ink next to the quill is like this, it's kind of like that same energy that's coming out of that crow's chest, okay? And you, this for me is telling me that you're apprehensive about taking a step into the unknown right now. There's this opportunity that is kind of sitting there. It may have presented itself. It may not even be like right there physically, but you've been thinking about this thing. And it's been kind of nagging at you. And there's evidence out there that keeps coming up, and it keeps like the signs. You keep seeing the signs, and you're like, okay, well, if I get another sign, but you're like, yeah, but I'm not sure if that's a sign. That's the sign. This is to do with your sacred contract that you set in self, not with anybody. I don't think with a, like anybody. I think it's your higher self. Now that was my stepdad. So if that energy is anything, I'm not sure. Okay. So if it's a fatherly figure energy or something, if it is in a relationship, if not, then it's like could be your source energy self. You see it as a fatherly figure, maybe, I don't know. However, you are being called to step into this contract with this higher energy, this higher self energy. Don't question it, okay? Go ahead, do it. You need the courage. This is your sign to grab it. You got this. It's either fear or excitement. So what are you going to choose? It's the same stick. What is it? And does crazy know what is it? What's going on? Cause like I'm almost Do you know what it means, Angie? Pertaining to? I want to know what it's about because it's kind of making me excited. That was my singing bowl. I almost fell. I didn't almost fall. My phone almost fell. Let me... I wonder why it would tell me that it's my stepdad, but it didn't say his name. I'm just saying. Anyways, so let me see. It's get off the pot energy. Okay. It's something you've been thinking about. Okay, well, this is then it's that saying go for it then. Because him calling at that time when I'm telling you that you need to just step into it is this contract with yourself, it's your higher self. You need to jump into it. You need to go ahead. Don't put it on the back burner anymore. Okay? I like it. I like it. Love the energy. And again, if you weren't in here, we've got the full moon coming tomorrow. In the United States, it'll be coming at 2:55 Eastern Time, and that was actually Pacific Time 5:55, which means change, transition. The signs are dropping their hints. They're calling to you. It's happening. Follow them. Oh, goodness. That's a... Don't wait forever to do what is calling to you, and because if you don't answer this call now, you're going to keep coming into this life, skipping this opportunity, skipping this decision. But it's not going to break your heart. PTO, Dante. Hi, guys. You are going to go through this, and it's going to be painful, but it's going to bring some amazing things as well, is what you've got to realize. What's on the other side of it? Energy is infinite. That love and that connection will never waver, no matter what. I love you too. I know, Mr. PTO. I go on here and there. I've got little Miss Lyric here, my mini, who's sleeping on me, and we're quite warm because she's, yeah. But we're just hanging out, doing some card reads, talking about the amazing full moon that's coming in Libra. I am a Libra, so I'm really feeling connected to this full moon energy, clearing and cleansing and getting rid of what no longer serves me. Oh, I appreciate you so much. Getting rid of what no longer serves me in the relationships that I'm in. Again, my apologies. Not just to the significant others that are in our life. However, to our friends and family members, to our kids, to our parents, even if they're no longer here, mending those relationships. Just because they're physically no longer here, their energy is still here. Energy never dies, it only transforms. You can forgive, you can release the guilt or the shame or the anger or the frustration or whatever it is, even if those people are no longer here. So just remember that. Okay, there's this little message, and again, I said it earlier, but get out of the space you are always in. It allows you to be more aware of what energies are truly calling for you, calling to you. Go out into nature. Go put your feet in the water if it's warm enough right now, in the stream, or whatever it may be. Okay? I am going to end this show. If anybody would like a card first, I will be more than happy to pull a card for you. I have Mr. PTO. I now have 23 decks and 3 little mini message decks. Isn't that awesome? Again, you guys, please connect with me. WholeEShift.com. If you ever have any questions or comments, you can leave me an email. It's WholeEShift, WholeEShift, Whole Energy Shift, WHOLE.com. And all of my social media are there. I have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at WholeEShift. I have a TikTok where I do daily videos of the daily card. The daily card is on Instagram and Facebook. But you will get to see a video and a cool little me shuffling and all that stuff happen on the TikTok. So please connect with me there. And it's at Poetic, P0ETIK underscore Whole E Shift on TikTok. And again, WholeEShift.com, WHOLEESHIFT.com is where you will find all those links. And Mr. PTO, Forsaken, SQ, anybody, would you, anybody else like a card before I close us up? I will definitely be posting this. No, crazy, you don't have to be sorry because that was my intention. Okay? Holy shift. Because holy shit, it gets crazy once you go in the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? That energy, holy shit. Like, damn, this, like, matrix is fucking insane. Once you really get a hold of it, those signs keep fucking showing up. Like, you always know what you're gonna get because you are that connected. Some people just don't realize that, yeah, it's synchronicity, it's not a coincidence. Whereas, we got some of us that are more aware. I will get 2, 4, 6 for SQ and Forsaken. Which one? Because you are my sweet lady, you are going first. So I've got SQ's deck right here. And Binsky, I will definitely get you too. Thank you all again for showing here. So we've got 1, 2, 3. That is the Archangel, or Archetypes, not Archangels. The Archetypes deck, the Circle deck. I love it. And if you remember your card today, I apologize. I've just like put the cards back and not even paid attention to where they came from or what. I didn't take pictures. So if you guys do want a card, a picture of your card or cards that I pulled today, let me know what cards they were. And then I will go through and find them and take a picture. I'm pretty sure Angie's are on the top, so I could send hers unless somebody chooses that deck. But I will definitely get your pictures too if you want them. All right, Forsaken. And I'm just going to give a little explanation while I shuffle these, because these ones are fairly hard to shuffle their circles. When I do a reading, if you've never been here or if you've never gotten a reading from me, I simply ask you to open up your energy and allow me to connect with you. Because energy is infinite. It transcends time, space, distance. So you open up your energy to me and allow me to connect, and I will pull a message from the cards, whatever that you need to hear, that your higher self, God, Jah, infinite being, whatever you consider it being, your angels, your guides, higher self, whatever. That's the message that will come through. If you don't understand it now, you may understand it later. And if you don't understand it now, it may be a message for somebody else. Oh, I can? Oh, yeah, I forgot. SQ just told me I could post pictures. So let's see. Comment? Picture? Can I, like, take a picture? Oh, no, it won't use my camera. So give me a second. This is new to me because I remember Linga did this the other day and had a picture and I was super excited. I said, how did you do this? All right, so let's see. Okay, got that picture. I'm just taking a few pictures real quick before I... And crazy. Let's see if the picture... Yes. Cool. So I'll send her pictures too. Lou, if you want pictures, because there are like little affirmations on it, I can do that on your cards too. But you've got a lot, so I'm just not going to send it in here. Okay, so let's see. All right, gallery. So, crazy, you're going to get yours first, your two, and then we'll get the two for Ange. Alright, so I think that was it besides, right? Besides you, Lou? Isn't that Raven card beautiful? I love that energy. And also, when you get your card, I love that you can see the cards in here. When you get your cards, if there's any information on that card, like any signs or symbols, that's why I like to send you a picture or let you guys see these cards. Whenever you do get these cards, there may be a message that I don't see on there. Because I'm not in your head. I don't know the connections between certain signs or symbols and you and other people, right? So that's one of the reasons that I love to just... share the cards with you guys. So I'm going to shuffle these beautiful circular cards, which is the archetype, and two came out. So archetypes, Carl Jung has this, the archetypes, and I guess they have been around for years before that. I honestly hadn't really read into it until I got this deck. And so she pretty much... Some people say that you embody this archetype for life. Well, Kim Kranz, the one that did the Wild Unknown Archetypes deck, which is these two. We're going to have to go to the book. But she says we embody different archetypes as we go through life, as we have different experiences, even from moment to moment. Poet, you just the radio? I'm just the radio? Okay, let's see. Oh. You know what? Sometimes, and I have my mom has the thing that goes around and around, loops through the radio stations and you hear different words. I think it's really cool. And that is, we've gotten messages through there on little ghost hunts. So let me just take a picture of these two cards, and then I'm going to let Forsaken marinate on them. You've got the ring, and you've gotten the Bardot, which I'm not exactly sure what the Bardot is, but the ring, to me, is commitment, connection, it's a cycle. And again, I'm going to look through the book. These cards are very intricate, and so I like to get the full message. So let me just take these pictures for you. And we'll get those in while we read. Right. So different spelling, SQ. Yes, they can. Yes, yes. Messages come from everywhere. Crazy lady. And you know this. It could be in something somebody said down the street and you just overheard it, or the radio, or whatever. But if we listen, is the key, right? So let's see. I found the Bardot, but we've got the ring first. So we're going to go to the ring. If I can find it. So you see, I'm not very good at Roman numerals, and that's what I'm trying to look for, you guys. Okay. The infinite, the wheel, the connection, the cycle. The ring is an image of connectedness. Rather than viewing life as linear, it's a series of progressive achievements. And I like to see, and it's similar to a spiral here. You see, there's not just one ring. Okay? The ring challenges us to sense the cyclical, infinite nature of our world and our experiences. Beginnings and endings fall by the wayside as we practice seeing ourselves as part of the cosmic circularity. I was going to say circularity of creation. For this reason, it's no surprise a ring is worn on the finger to represent eternal love that passes space-time and worldly things. So much can be projected into this archetypal image because it mimics the Earth's orbit around our great sun and the intimate bond between two lovers. It is the micro and the macro united. This card calls us to deepen the connection with self, other, and the world at large. Meanwhile, there may be a literal wing waiting to adorn your finger. I'm just saying. Got a little chill. So, and I find it kind of funny that, again, if you weren't here before, this is the Libra full moon. Libra is harmony, connection, relationships, okay? Love. And full moon is connection, letting go, cycles. And I'm going to read the Bardot, but it's these all play together and it's really beautiful. That's super funny. I love it. The other little signs on this page, take stock of the jewels you adorn yourself with. Watch out. Okay, somebody tried to call. I apologize. Oh, okay, that was you. I thought it was somebody on my phone. Okay, we're good. The stock of the jewels that adorn yourself with. Watch out for rings you wear out of habit that keep you connected to the old you. So, maybe you're having baby girls waking up. Refresh or cleanse the ones that you have always worn before, or maybe it's time to retire one for a while, okay? And put it on your put your new one on. Study the images of the mandala, the Unus Mundus, and I'll take a picture of this, and the medicine wheel. So that will also help you with this energy. All right, and the Bardo. So the ring is telling you about the infinite, the wheel, the connection, and the Bardo is telling you about the liminal, the in-between, the transition. Again, the 555, the change, the shift in energy, and even if you are in a loving, happy relationship, it's shifting and changing for the better, right? It is said that the Bardo is a place in between this life and the next, a liminal realm through which souls pass. So, and this can be soul, your soul, this can be physically, this can be with the relationship shifting, so many different things you can look at these. Right? And this is just beautiful how these things, the cards don't lie, energy doesn't lie. I just love how it happens. Envisioning this inherently mysterious space creates the potential for us to rise above the concerns of this world and see our relationships through a cosmic and timeless lens. You guys have been searching for each other for now, SQ, before all of this, you know, like back in the very, very day, I just keep remembering one of the readings I gave you. And I'm not sure if you remember the reading, but it just, things play out perfectly, you know? From those who are no longer with us or see visions of our lives not lived. In the Bardo, there is potential to forgive the unforgivable, to say the unsaid, to see the unseen, and to love the unloved, to let go of all the things that have caused us pain and still continue to hold on to us. The Bardo suspends us in its spaciousness for just as long enough to open us to a higher wisdom. It is energy does not belong to Earth, not as we know it, but rather to the cosmic network of which we are a single thread. The connection, that connection, again, that energy, again, transcends space, time, distance. It's beautiful. When the veil between this life and the next is thinned, energy is stirred and allows for remarkable healing and vision. You guys are healing not just the people that you were before in this life, but there have been lifetimes you guys have been connected and you have not been able to heal as individuals or come together to heal each other. And that's what I feel that your guys' this reading is about, kind of. And we'll see what SQ's card comes from. Because again, I don't know if I said this, but the deck that SQ chose is the Whispers of Love deck. So oyster energy, yeah, transformation, transition, huh? That shifting one thing into another, that full moon energy. The Bardo is not to be feared. Take advantage of its energy by recognizing what needs to be resolved. Trust that there is a message for you from beyond. Who is speaking? Go ahead and listen. Ooh. And that plays with the 555, the transit. My apologies. That was my phone. I need to fix this. My microphone for my computer broke, so I am using my phone. And so anytime I get a call, that's what happens. So yeah, this, you guys are going through this amazing transition. The full moon in Libra energy is so shining a light on you guys and your relationship and your connection. Also, as you guys are healing and growing as individuals, has allowed you to become one and fully join in this relationship. And it's quite beautiful. I got to see a lot of it, and quite a few of us have seen a lot of it on Podbean. All right, little lyric, just Bert. And she's releasing all her negative energy as well. So let's see what your deck has to say. The Whispers of Love. And if Binsky, if you're still here, I have 23 decks. Okay. So you can choose the number. And once I'm done with this, and then I'll get to the reading, I haven't forgot. And I'm not sure if anybody else has come in and anybody else would like a card. I do not hesitate to give a card if you need a reading. I am finished here, so thank you, Amin. Alright, let's see, SQ, what we've got for you today. What energy? Oh, you got a couple too. When we dream, everything is possible. These cards, I love it. And I think this is like right now, present energy, just from the thing. So you got 40 and 41 in succession, right? Everything is coming out perfectly for you. It's flowing perfectly. I love you too. Thank you, crazy lady, for coming in. This card is so pretty. It's be in the present, but dream of the future. And just the magic of this card. Anything is possible. You don't have to choose. You are creating that life that you want. And do something for someone. You are doing that. This, you'll see right now. I'm going to show you these pictures. This is for SQ, Binsky. I will choose. This is deck six. So if there's a message for you, if it resonates, it may be partly for you. But I pulled these cards for SQ. There's that one. And this one. Ooh. There. So, you have got some things in the works, maybe, and I don't know if I should be, maybe she already knows. You've got things you're working on. See the one, the gal that's in the card, be in the present and dream of the future. She's sitting there on the right side. You can kind of see her, not really, but she's dreaming of all these amazing things. She's got... See the beautiful, majestic city around some magical waters, and the moon is right there, and the sun shining, and just everything's at her fingertips. It seems right there within reach. As you're sitting here in the present, you get to create your future. And don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt what you see, what you envision, because it is possible. And do something for someone else. You've got all this energy, this love, and this light surrounding you in this card. If you guys haven't went into nature, if you haven't went into nature, SQ, go into nature. But you are giving the love that you would like to receive, and you are also getting that as well. The bunny is central. It is. And he's also giving love. Look at connecting with that fawn, that little deer. You're abundant with this love and this happy energy right now, and this is the perfect time for you to be creating. You are coming into alignment, and your vibration is high, and that is when you should be creating, whether it be the life for the future or whatever else you see. For you, your relationship, or whatever. But I love your guys' picture in there. Forsaken, I had to see that. I mean, I kind of think that that was like, well, I know it's coming if it hasn't happened. But so there it is. You're welcome. And we're going to go back to deck 23, which is the Healing Angels deck. Ooh. See, now when SQ creates, those designs get crazy. Y'all's energy. I'm proud of y'all and I'm happy for y'all. I just have seen a big leap, and that's what I'm in my head thinking is why I get quiet, is because I'm like thinking. But it's a beautiful story. I can't say the universe don't make things happen, because the universe makes things happen. So, Binsky, I am shuffling for you, my dear. And I got a chill. You realize you're creating some magical things right now. And healing yourself is the greatest thing you can do. Okay, sit back. Diary. We're shuffling this and we're going to see what we get for Binsky, okay? Just allow me to connect with your energy, your car. Oh. Fresh air. Acceptance. Children. Alternative medicine, detox, home health. So the kids need to help around the house. Is that accurate, or do you have kids around your house? Okay, they need to help your ass out. Just saying. Get some fresh air and accept the help. Accept that you are moving in the right direction. Sometimes it may not seem like it, okay? You have your children help you. And that helps them too. This, I'm going to take a picture, but it's almost like, I know it's not eggs. It's supposed to be fruit, but the angel sitting there with the kids and there's like eggs in the basket. It's all going to come together this weekend. Heal yourself alternatively. Don't go to the doctor. Detoxify. So, massage. Right now, you need help around the house. You feel overwhelmed. You need to get out into nature and connect. Get some air. Clear your energy again. So like the water and exercise. Accept the shit that has happened, because you can't change it. There's no way that you going over the story over and over again is going to shift how that happened, whatever it may be. You got to accept it. You got to, okay, it is what it is. Now what? Do you got to heal from it? Do you have to reorganize? What do you have to do from that? Okay, that's what you got to do. Accept that. Once you do that, you can start on that journey. the alternative medicine, and I'll take pictures of these cards. It's an angel, and it's energy healing is what this angel is doing, is giving energy healing to this girl who's got her hands in the praying position. Open up and allow it to come. It will come when you ask for it to. Okay? Detoxify. So clear out eating habits, your home. Again, that home help comes up. So I'm feeling like something in the house, like you've got to just completely clear it out. Maybe it's a cleaner. Maybe it's like shampoo or something that's you or the kids are allergic to, or it's not helping you. Okay. I appreciate you, Mr. PTO. Let me know if you need anything. And thank you for coming and supporting me. That home help is there. And get a massage. Go get a massage. The energy healing, the self-care massage, and Reiki together will be perfect for you, okay? And I will take a picture of your cards. Let's get them set out. I hope your message is clear for you. It just kind of seemed all over the place, but you seem to feel connected to it. So people tell me not to doubt. I always do, but, you know. So, no problem. I'm in. Let me know what deck you would like, and I will pull a card for you. I'm in. Let's see. Go to the camera. Lyric is just too cute, you guys. Alright. Okay. She's getting mad, so we're gonna make this quick. But we got this, guys. My apologies. Mommy, what are you doing, silly girl? Just like smash face. She's smash face. Oops. All right, we'll get these pictures to you. I'm trying to multitask and move around and make her happy while we do this. So bear with me. Thank you, Forsaken. She is a cutie. She just said, uh-uh. She says, uh-uh. She says, mama. She says a bunch of different things. She is trying to give her reading as well. Yeah, she likes to do, she is certified in Reiki healing. So she is certified Reiki 1. She got certified while she was in the womb. So she is attuned to Reiki as well. And let's turn on the fan because she's got, it's not just slobber. I think she's sweating on me too. So we'll do that while we pull Amin's cards. And Amin, I have 23 decks. Which deck would you like me to pull from? You're a two. Get working, girl. Get working. Yes. She's telling you what's going on. 20. All right, we'll get deck 20. That is the Gateway Oracle, and we will see what your message is today. Lyric is telling you all about it. I am not sure how to translate her language into our language, so if you're able to channel that, let me know. but she's trying to give you a message, and I will shuffle and see what the cards say for you, too. All right. Amin, just allow me to connect with your energy, and we'll pull whatever card is meant to come for you. Again, thank you all for joining me. WholeEShift.com is the website. WholeEShift, two E's, WholeEShift.com. Thank you so much for staying. I appreciate you. If anybody would like to get a full reading, they'll go anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm sure if you feel like you need a longer reading, we can accommodate that situation as well. You know, I'm also thinking about, and I don't know if it would work, but doing like a Zoom type of situation to where, like, if you're having a party, you've got a couple cards that came out, Amin. If you're doing a party or something like that, doing like a Zoom situation where I'll just sit there and pull cards for whoever happens to sit down in front of the Zoom. But no worries, Forsaken. I love you and I appreciate you guys and thank you so much. Thank you for letting me know that your cards were accurate. That always helps me, definitely. And I will see you guys soon. Amin. You need to spread your wings. You need to realize that nothing can hold you back anymore. You got to heal whatever crap that you've had to go through with somebody else. So, like, it's, you've got flying free, mending bridges, and then you have a third card. I'm addressing the first two. In order for you to fully feel free to get out there and fully live your life, you've got to mend the bridges, whether it be with friends, family members. I have a feeling it's family. Is it because of culture? I don't know, but come from your heart. Don't come from your ego when discussing the situation, and do it to the best of your ability. Try to come at it with love instead of being defensive or anything, and then leave it be. You can only go as far as you can. You can't accept an apology for somebody else. Okay? So, mend the bridges, allow yourself to fully fly free once you take that time to try to resolve that situation. And then follow what's calling to you, Amin. You have something that's calling to you and you haven't fully listened. You haven't taken that opportunity to see if that's going to make you happy. It's going to. It keeps nagging at you for a reason. That's why it keeps coming at you. So try to fix the situation that's coming to your head right now, whoever it may be with. Resolve that situation with that person. Free yourself from the weight of the anger, frustration, resentment, or whatever. You can only go as far as you can. Apologize or accept their apology and then just release that energy. And that will allow you to follow your bliss and to be happy. Won't happen until you actually mend that situation. Okay? So that is your message, Amin. I will take pictures of your cards for you. Shorty, Renee, anybody else, I'll pull a card if you would like. Other than that, we're going to end the show. Let me get pictures of these real quick. And then on these cards, Amin, is a little affirmation. So if you want to meditate on those affirmations, that might help you. Ooh, you're welcome. hope it is relevant to your situation. Let's get you your pictures real quick, and I will pull for you, shout it. Alright, let's see. This is the second one. And the third one. Alright, so shorty, 1 through 23, mama. 1 through 23. Lyric looks mad at me. She's like, mom, I want the balloon that's up at the ceiling. You want me to get you your balloon? And then we can give shorty her reading? No problem, Amen. Thank you. I appreciate you allowing me to read for you. And I'm happy that that message got you what you needed. Get little mama out here and get her balloon. I think I posted on Facebook, on my personal Facebook. So if you guys have me on Facebook, you can see how cute little Miss Lyric is with her balloons, and I tied it to her hands, and it was so cute, to her hands and feet. All right, so let's get number 8 for Shorty. Isn't that a nice card? It is quite beautiful. You know, there's some decks that I choose more than others, but then when I shuffle or touch these other decks, my bad. And we'll do a closing meditation since the bowl seems to want to keep gonging whenever my phone falls. So, sorry for the loud noise. But I'll come back to these decks that I haven't touched in a while, and it's just, I love them because the energy is ready to burst, and it gives clear messages, and I don't know, I just love it. My apologies. Round one, fight. All right, so deck number 8, we got 2, 4, 6, 8. That is now shorty. You're gonna bear with me because typically, again, if anybody knows me, they know that I am not as secure and confident in the tarot as the oracle cards. However, you chose a tarot deck. I have 5 of them. And so we'll go with it. Is this the, I believe it's the herbal tarot? The Herbal Tarot deck. I got this deck. It was gifted. Well, it wasn't gifted. I actually found this deck in a box somebody was giving away, and it has all the cards. And I mean, it was meant to find me for a reason. So, with these ones, with the Herbal Tarot, I like to think the herb will help you out. So if it's a one that smells really good, then it's aromatherapy for you. Sometimes you may need to maybe helping with certain ailments or illnesses or whatever it may be. But we'll see what this deck has to say. So Lyric already lost her balloon. I tied it, but she untied it to the ceiling. She's playing with a giraffe. Oh, you got the High Priest. I love this energy. The High Priest and the High Priestess. Why? Powerful, strong is what he looks like. And the herb that he comes with is sage. So the energy I feel, and so there's, he's in between two pillars, and one's light and one's dark. transmuting energy. Sage is like clearing and cleansing, right? So this is the energy I'm feeling when I look at the card, and it was upright. So you're kind of shifting your energy or shifting things around you. And let me see what the High Priest says in the book. So I said shifting things around you, transmuting, okay? The High Priest. Sage leaves heal and strengthen in treatment of acute as well as chronic diseases. The leaves are burned as incense for Native Americans. Carminative, aromatic, they can be used in cooking to prevent gas and indigestion. It has Taurus energy. It's ruled by Venus. So Taurus is kind of headstrong and stubborn. Symbolically used for contacting the spiritual side of one's nature, getting rid of ghosts and demons and negative energy. It can be used on a daily basis for purification. Inner guidance, spiritual guidance, guru, teacher, that which stimulates inner awakening and growth. You right now are maybe looking for and I don't want to say you're lost, but you feel like you're looking for something, but you're not sure what, and it's, you completely feel God and that, but there's something that you're looking for, some sort of structure and guidance that you just don't, you haven't found that resonating energy with. It's coming. It's you. It is you. And this is what you got to realize is that is coming, that right now with this Libra relationship, connection, you know, coming into balance and harmony. This is that energy with yourself, the relationship with yourself, with realizing that you are your own guide, that you have all the answers, that your intuition, you can see the light and the dark of each thing once you're grounded, once you've cleared your energy and got rid of everybody else's shit. You are able to discern and you are able to be that guide, and just don't doubt yourself, Shorty. You are intuitive. You do have a gift. You don't like to talk about it or connect with it because it's intimidating. But you're powerful. You are so powerful. Don't let the fear take over. Take your power. Know that you can, with your intentions, protect yourself and those that you love. Okay? And be your own guide. That's what the High Priest says. I mean, take your picture. Not your picture, but your card. That confidence. You need to gain that confidence. However you feel that it will come to you, practicing whatever it may be, that's what you need to do, is gain that confidence, okay? You are so welcome, my dear. Hi, Chris. I work during the week, and so I did see your, messages, and I will definitely respond back. It just gets single motherhood as well as everything else I get. It's a process, little baby steps, you know? So I will definitely connect with you this weekend. Maybe Monday, since we do have the holiday. So, I am so glad to come on today. I really appreciate you guys so much for coming in here. I was not sure if we were going to go and do a big long show or not. My first goal was to remind everybody of that Libra full moon energy. The 16th. at 2:55 Eastern, 5:55 Pacific time. Change how you see your relationships. Change how you show up in your relationships. Change it for the better. There's always room for improvement. Come at it more understanding. Again, it can be relationships with family, friends. It can be relationships with coworkers, with source. It can even be, like Shorty found out, her relationship with self. Our relationship with self is our strongest, most important relationship. Maybe not strongest, it's powerful. And the power, are you going to give it away or are you going to take it and use it? Tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, the 16th, Libra full moon, 2:55 Eastern, 5:55 Pacific time. Let me go back and review that. This is for you to come into balance and harmony. Give love and happiness to others. You will receive that energy in return. The full moon is cleansing and letting go of what no longer serves us, getting clear and surrendering to that energy that keeps calling to us. Angie, surrender to that calling, Mama. 5:55, transition, changing, adventure. Be open to the signs. Focus. Know that tomorrow doesn't have to be difficult. Show up differently. It may be difficult because it is a marker. It is a reminder of something. But how can you shift that energy to be a little bit lighter and a little bit more positive? You can, Mike. You can. I love you. You know you can. I hope you all have a wonderful, amazing weekend on this beautiful Good Friday. If you celebrate Easter, I hope you have an amazing holiday, Ostara. If you celebrate the pagan holiday, or if you embrace all, I wish you an amazing, beautiful weekend full of love and light and happiness. Connect with me if you need to, anywhere on any platform. I love you all. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.